Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnterHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnterFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnterHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnterHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enterfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com, enterfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that EnterHealth offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk coming to you live, 3/21/2019. And yesterday was the big worm full moon, you see, the super moon. And I'll tell you what, you could just sense last night on the first day of spring kind of a deal. You could just sense with that super moon what was going on around the world. And leading up to it, you know, do you see all of the bombs going off in Europe and all the attacks over there, you see? All of the things happening because Allah is the moon god, you see. Consequently, if you even say something like that, if you're in Michigan, good old Michigan, huh? Good old Michigan. Dearborn's home to the new caliphate, I guess, because Michigan Attorney General Diana Nessel, N-E-S-S-E-L, has announced plans to create a hate crime unit in order to track Michigan residents who disagree with official government ideology. That's the Detroit News reporting it. The term hate crime unit is misleading, however, because the group's purpose will not be solely to prosecute hate crimes, like when a Muslim stabs a Christian, okay? But also to create a database of people who do not submit to globo-homo ideology, you see. So if you don't believe that it's okay to be a globalist in a new world order, if you don't agree that it's okay to be an alleged homo like Morris Sleeves, who they got rid of at the SPLC. But at the same time, Nessel has stated that she will surveil anyone listed on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate group tracker, along with anyone else that deems to have committed a thought violation. It is important to understand that these are not convicted criminals or people who the state has reason to believe have committed or are planning to commit a crime. The new database is specifically designed to target law-abiding Americans, and the Southern Poverty Law Center list is simply a list of people with whom the SPLC disagrees. The government will investigate citizens based not on their actions, but what their political opinions are. Well, then you are a scumbag, Attorney General Nessel. You are an unconstitutional thought police scumbag. And if you think you're going to get away with all of that, you know, you probably will. But at the same time, why don't you just get a hijab and move in there in Dearborn? You know, it's ridiculous. Southern Poverty Law Center once again. Advising the FBI, advising all those people. And Morris Dees got to be almost one of the richest people in Alabama. Fundraising off of the KKK and all of that. And anti-Semitism that back then was minimal compared to what it would be today, since you have all those people like, you know, your buddy there in Michigan, Nessel. You know, your nice little buddy who's going to Tlaib, who is basically hanging out with the Muslim Brotherhood, who hate America. Or Omar up in, you know, Minneapolis, St. Paul. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever think a thought privately, you see, then Michigan about any of this stuff, like the fact that in Islam, they say in Islam that they're going, if you're not a Muslim, then if you're a Christian, or if you're a Jew, Ms. Nessel, if you're Jewish, or a Hindu, or anything else, that if you do not submit immediately to Allah and become a Muslim, then you have the right to pay like your annual salary to them and do it every year to be continue to be a Christian or Jewish or Hindu or whatever you might be, which under our First Amendment is allowed. But if you talk about violence, they then say in their holy book that if you do not, then you're to be immediately killed. So is that hate, Ms. Nessel? Attorney General Nessel? I'm going to tell you what. You talk about these people, smiling little, cute little people, you know. Attorney General Michigan, General Diana Nessel. Oh, well, you know, you're just full of it. So, SPLC has over 1,000 listed groups ranging from pro-white organizations to Christian groups listed because they support the biblical definition of marriage. So if you're out there and you're a Christian and you believe that marriage, and I'm thinking of several people that I know who are very reasonable, nice people. I'm thinking of some wonderful people in Iowa and, you know, and in various places. In Jacksonville, in, you know, all over. And I just, you know, I think about certain people who I know who are nice people, and yet they believe in a biblical marriage, which is between a man and a woman, not between sodomites and sodomites or carpet munchers and carpet munchers or whatever you want to call them. So, Nessel, you're going to go after Christian groups that believe in a marriage. You're going to put them in a database. Well, that's the way it is. That's the way you're going to do it. Then you are an illegal, unconstitutional attorney general. All right? Now, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. That doesn't mean there's not going to be war. But the end is not yet. No, you're going to have to go through them. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you have in Nebraska, in Iowa, in Missouri, in Illinois, and starting to come on downstream, you have billions of dollars of loss from flooding. You have whole cities that are inundated. You have just an incredible amount of people that are not going to get their crops put in, let alone the crops they had stored in the grain bins, have now burst and have exploded the grain bins, and they're rolling down the river. So there's 1.3 billion, I think, in 70 counties just in Nebraska alone of loss, and all kinds of Missouri, and there's going to be more. And you see, even off at Air Force Base, which was basically targeted in a sense, because you see, this is asymmetrical warfare, you see. Fourth generation warfare. Weather wars, tectonic wars, electromagnetic frequencies that can turn on disease, that can put a population in a region or a town to sleep, or to agitate them beyond belief so they can go wild in the streets like a Miami. This is getting to be dangerous in this country, ladies and gentlemen. From politicians like Attorney General of Michigan Nessel, who's such a smug, cute little type, but you look at her eyes and you can see the demonic influence. Ridiculous. Thought police in America, that's ridiculous. At the same time, I've talked to you about EMPs. And if old little Kimmy's up to something, you know, and doing something, he can pop them. The only thing that keeps him from doing it is he kind of thinks that Trump just might launch everything in our pod onto North Korea. And he ain't sure that Trump won't do it. But the asymmetrical warfare, you see, you'd better start thinking about yourself as a patriot. You know, James Wesley Rawls, surviving the coming collapse, you see. Or somebody in the 1 Second After book up in Old Black Mountain, or in Swanoa, or any of those places up in there, Asheville, up on Old Mars Hill, Old Lake Junaluska. I know that area pretty good up in there. So the fact is, you're going to be a militia. You're going to be the resistance eventually when this thing all goes to heck. But the first thing you're going to be is somebody that's going to defend your family, your homestead, against anybody who comes to take your children or your wife or your husband or your grandkids or your flock of chickens or your milk cow or your horses or whatever it is you got, your stored up food, water, your water purification, all of it. So when we're talking about this, you're going to have all this corn and beans and the amount of cattle and the amount of hogs that have been lost are dead and cannot be harvested, cannot be, because they're contaminated and they're sitting in the muck and the mud, going bad. You see the pictures of all the farmers and all of that, you see? Well, now, We also had a little scenario down at Deer Park, Texas, which to me is a possibility of Spetsnaz Love, an overture, right? What is the overture? What do we talk about when we're talking about the overture? Well, you know, I mean, I've read that to you 10 million times, but I suppose that we could read it again, huh? I suppose we could read that again. An overture could last from several weeks to several months, gradually gathering force and embracing fresh regions. And basically, the Russian GRU reckons that the period of its operation should be regarded as natural disasters. You listening? Actions by forces beyond human control. Oh, mistakes committed by people. Or as, quote-unquote, terrorist acts by organizations not connected with Russia. The overture is carried out by agents of the Secret Service or by people of the Russian Secret Service, by people that they would hire. And you see, it is just incredible. And here is the other idea that we're talking about here. Because, let's see here. There it is right there. You don't know how World War III will start. It could start like this. And the fact of the matter is, that you could have a scenario where you could have a ship. Say a U.S. ship that was given some kind of a disease that was placed in the thing. And you could have a ship out at sea, like in the U.S. Navy, that everybody has got some kind of virus on it is sick. You know? The terrorist acts carried out by the course of the overture require very few people, very few weapons, and little equipment. In some cases, all that may be needed is one man who has a weapon, nothing more than a screwdriver, or a box of matches, or a glass ampoule. Some of the operations can have catastrophic consequences. For an example, an epidemic of the infectious disease at 7 of the most important naval bases in the West could have the effect of cutting in half the combined naval might of Russia's enemies. Now, Red China is also can be involved in an overture. They have plenty of people. They got plenty of Jet Li's types from movies, okay? And you've got, in other words, agent tour that are working in the Chinese restaurants, you see? The guys that sit at the back table and when you go in there to eat, they're looking at you hard-eyed. And you don't know if they're cooks or if they're right out of the Red Chinese cadre, you know? So I'm just saying to you is that the overture is on, possibly, and that Deer Park, Texas could have been either a Russian or a Red Chinese, somebody that just left the valve open. Oh, caused a leak. Oh, maybe they threw a match. Oh, maybe it was a spark, you know. Oh, but it just so happened it was right near the leak that somebody left a valve open or something such as that. Well, look at here. Here's the kind of thing that I look for when you step back and look at the whole big picture. Now listen to this. Is this tit for tat? Chinese chemical plant explosion kills 6 in Yancheng. 6 people have been killed in a blast at a chemical plant in Yancheng, eastern China, local authorities say. 30 people were also injured in the explosion when it took place 1450 local time at the plant run by Tianjiai Chemical, and the blast was caused by a fire at the factory which makes fertilizer. Chinese Earthquake Administration reported a tremor equivalent to 2.2 magnitude at the time of the quake, you see. Now, that's interesting also, isn't it? Could the fire have been caused by the bursting of some valve or a spark, electromagnetic spark that was done by a tectonic weapon? Is this tit for tat for Deer Park in the Houston, Texas area? Well, I think that there's a possibility that it is so, you see. I think it's possible that it might be a tit for tat. So you got to watch for those kind of matchups and possibilities, because we're already at war, you see. We're already at war. Remember I read to you the fact that there was cyber warfare possibly involved in the nuclear power plant in Hominy, Oklahoma? Well, isn't that interesting, you see? There's all kind of articles about EMP, too. Congress is warned of this very existential threat to America, so they shot the messenger. One missile could bring down our entire nation. And then you've also got the fact of the matter here is that on his pipeline, Stepan Stanford writes about the potential of a devastating solar storm ahead. Sun casts a C4 class solar flare towards Earth, arriving next 2 days, as new report warns of havoc ahead. Devastating solar storm could bring modern society to a screeching halt. You think maybe you need to read that story? You can go up to stevequayle.com. It's posted up there as well. Now, you got famines if you've got all of this corn and soybeans. And if you've got all of the hogs, all of these cattle, the dairy cattle, the chickens, that are all dying, and you've got all this farm income that's not going to be there, and then you have all of the disaster income, which is being loaded on top of all of the flooding and hurricane and stuff that is still, we haven't got ourselves out of from last year or the year before. I'm talking about in the Houston area, still coming back, people still doing stuff. Talking about all up and down that Texas, Louisiana coast. Talking about Jacksonville, Florida, and those areas. Talking about the Carolinas, Virginia, all of that place that has flooded the last time.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Have to get on the little walkie-talkie here, the little old phone, because somehow or another, Bullhawk must be hitting the nail on the head again. I just don't quite get it. They don't want you to do it. I guess maybe it would have been the thought police stuff. You know, I guess the Attorney General of Michigan may have pushed a button or called somebody and complained because there was obviously somebody that disagreed with her version of what the world is supposed to be like. Well, I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it's dangerous to live in this country anymore. And I will say this. When you got on Drudge here today, they say that you don't even, people don't even know what the First Amendment or any of the Bill of Rights are. You know, 1 in 5 or 2 in 5 don't even know what it is. Then you think, quite frankly, that it could be a problem. Well, let's just read the First Amendment here. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Oh, boy. Now, I'm going to tell you what. The Second Amendment guarantees or helps to guarantee the first, a well-regulated militia. And if you want to look up that word militia and see, I believe if you look at the titles, the U.S. government, Title 18 or whatever it is, there's a definition for the unorganized militia, and most men are in it. 18 to 55 or whatever it is, I don't know. But let me just tell you this. If you're older, you don't want to fight any very much longer, so you might be meaner, okay? Even though you're not as good a shape, but you might be meaner and tougher. And I know some old boys out there just mean as old snakes and rattlesnakes out there in the old Utah desert in the high country, you know. I know somebody in the old desert in California that is just tough as nails and an old grunt that probably don't want to fight more than 3 minutes at a time. But those 3 minutes will be the most intense that anybody ever experiences, if you get my drift. So a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Do you know of anybody infringing upon the Second Amendment? There sure are a whole lot of them. But on the other hand, there's now getting to be Second Amendment sanctuary cities. And God bless all the sheriffs in Colorado and in New Mexico and all of these various places. So I'm going to tell you. You know, I was looking here earlier, and I had an article. Let me see if I can find that article. Because, you know, you get involved all this junk, and you don't know what you got. Let's see. Well, there's another one. China and Russia building super EMP bombs for the blackout warfare. Yeah. I think I read that to you last week or something, didn't I? But, oh boy, you know, here it is right here. I finally found this doggone thing. Second Amendment sanctuary cities, counties, and states. And then here's the thing. I'm just going to go by state right now, which is kind of nice. In 2013, the Kansas governor, Sam Brownback, signed Senate Bill 102, also known as the Second Amendment Protection Act, into law. Michael Boldman of the 10th Amendment Center called the law the most comprehensive nullification of such acts thus far, and the new law nullifies a wide range of federal attacks on the right to keep and bear arms in the state of Kansas. So basically in the state of Kansas, and also in Missouri now too, you can concealed carry without a permit. It doesn't necessarily allow you to take it anywhere else or have any reciprocal rules, but you can conceal carry and pack your heat without anything, any problem. And that's the way it should be. You should be able to open carry without a problem as well, or sling a shotgun or rifle over your shoulder. Or you could even go back to like in the old days, you know, back in the 20s, 30s. Kids used to take their shotgun or 22 to school, and they would duck hunt or rabbit hunt or squirrel hunt in the morning and then come to school and just bring it with them, you know, on their bicycle, you know, or walk up the old hilltop to the old schoolhouse. So now, what else have we got here? We've got a couple other states. Let's see. Well, too many pieces of paper, ladies and gentlemen. And trying to operate with a stupid little walkie-talkie, you know what I'm saying? Alaska. Basically, more of a sovereignty type state on the guns. Idaho. Governor Butch Otter signed a bill prohibiting state enforcement of any future federal act relating to personal firearms, firearm accessories, or ammunition, effectively nullifying future federal gun laws. Okay.
Hello. Hello there, and welcome to the bottom of the hour. This is Darren Craddock for Inner Health Botanicals, sole sponsor of the Survive to Thrive radio network, bringing you The Hawk on Thursdays and Fridays, Nurse Amy and Dr. Bones on Tuesdays, and myself with Total Health Freedom on Mondays and Wednesdays. We are all here to keep you informed and tell you more about how to stay healthy and aware. We talk on staying well naturally, being prepared, growing your own, and more. With the right tools, foods, and information, we give you the kind of truth that will set you free. Please support our network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk on Survive to Thrive. I think I'm back on the big thing. I believe I am. Yeah, I think I am. Hopefully I am. So anyway, let me know if I'm not. It just gets to be tiresome, ladies and gentlemen. And I just got to thinking here, I guess what really hit the nail on the head was more of the Chinese chemical plant explosion kills six in Yangcheng, China, which is tit for tat, now that I know and I got clarification, because the stupid idiots in the NSA, rather than let the traffic go on through, you see, they knocked me off the air, which just confirms what it is. I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, it is the China chemical plant. We have struck back because the Red Chinese probably did the Deer Park chemical plant explosion, where you still got benzene in the air down in the Houston area in the suburbs, okay? And so somebody in the good old days, in the good old boys, struck back. And I hope it's the MMV. I hope they popped them good with the tectonic weapon, started the fire. You want to do them some more good? You want to get a little flooding over there in China? Is that what you want? Russia, you want your chaika to burn? They can set that chaika on fire again, you know? Just let it burn for forever. You guys want to go to war over there? Well, I'll tell you what. There's war that you don't know about that the MMV and those guys have got to can bring to you. And I tell you what, I know that the prophecy, there's prophecies and predictions that there'll be a great battle in the what's called the Plain of Sorrows as well in America. Not in the Bible, but some people have spotted that in the future, apparently, that there might be, after a Red Chinese invasion, that whatever is left in the United States will meet on the Kansas Colorado, Texas, Oklahoma, those areas of the Great Plains, and fight tooth and nail. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Your job is to pretend that you don't understand all this stuff and go and don't go along with all this stuff, and that you go back to the basically the Bill of Rights, and you don't listen to attorney generals like Nestle in Michigan. You don't listen to attorney generals who tell you, you know, that we should run guns into Mexico and let them kill federal agents like Terry, like Agent Terry. And I'll tell you something else, ladies and gentlemen. I got to thinking about, kept thinking about Boeing and why they keep attacking Boeing, one of the most critical manufacturers for defense in the United States. And also one of the bright lights in terms of amount of business done in the aerospace industry. And also a major player in anti-gravity ships and all kind of stuff. And I got to thinking about that. Well, isn't there somebody named Lady Chow? Is she not Secretary of Transportation? I believe she might be. And then I got to thinking, well, old Lady Chow, well, She's red-blooded American. Well, she's Taiwanese, married to mushmouth Mitch McConnell, who is a never-hate-Trump, never-Trump, and along with the new one of the head board of directors of Fox News, Lightning Lopers and Deer Camp, old Paul Ryan, hate Trump, lie to Trump, lie to you, the American people, about putting a wall in the budget, and it never got done, and where we're in the trouble now. Now, he's going to be on the board of Fox, Paul Ryan McConnell. But let's go back to Lady Chow. Allegedly, her daddy, her and her sister, were involved in her daddy's company, which is one of the largest shipping companies in the entire world. Their ships are made by, as far as I know, allegedly, the People's Liberation Army in Red China. And there's a corporation that sits, a board of directors, that sits of a company that makes their ships. And Lady Chow's daddy and her sister, and maybe even Lady Chow, I don't know, maybe she used to be, maybe she no longer is, I don't know. But let's just say that her daddy and sister are on it. They're on the board of directors along with the Red Chinese generals and Xi and all them guys from China. That corporation makes all those ships. And then old Mitch McConnell, who used to not like the Red Chinese very much, gets somewhere, according to the book, somewhere from 6 to 26 million, something like that, allegedly, given to old Mitch McConnell by his father-in-law. And then old Mitch starts liking the Red Chinese a little bit better. All right? So now the question is, now that Boeing years ago put in an assembly plant to make wiring bus assemblies for 737s and other planes that Red China was going to buy, and the requirement for buying them was that they make a plant and build them there, and that Boeing had to give all the wiring and all the software and all of the developmental information, proprietary information, to the Red Chinese for that plant. Now the Red Chinese have a competing jetliner. Competing jetliner based on a 737. Well, now I wonder if Lady Chow is putting Boeing in the dumps so that somewhere over there in the other part of the world, allegedly, that some Red Chinese might sell some of their planes, you see? And maybe that gets a better price on shipping for her daddy. I don't know. But one could look into that. Maybe the FBI could investigate that. Oh, no, they're looking into college bribery scandals, which are stupid. But now, guess what? Lady Chow has got them looking into Boeing. So suppose they find documents that talk about $750 toilet seats or $1,000 hammers. And then if you go by that, then that's a lie. Then I guess we got to have a whole investigation of them to destroy Boeing and then up the Airbus campaign and up the Red Chinese, you see. Meanwhile, our defense would be hurt. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it just, this stuff gets so deep. And then the Pentagon says, wants to test a space-based weapon in 2023. Defense officials have asked for another $304 million to fund research into space-based lasers, particle beams, and other forms of defense missile defense next year. You perfected a particle beam weapon that you were installing on the moon in 1977 when the Russian cosmospheres, which also were manned and had particle beam weapons on them, knocked out your moon base, Pentagon, and destroyed the particle beams up there. They used a certain type of weapon that was more of a neutron-type weapon, you see. Did not destroy the facilities, just killed all the people. So now you're lying. The study of space-based neutral particle beams. Ladies and gentlemen, they got these things on the TR-3Bs. They have them on the Solar Warden craft. They have them on other large craft. They have them on the purloined and reversed engineered discoid type craft. Some of the disc craft we've had reverse engineered since the 50s. The MMV, I remember the doctor, El Dottore, telling Brother Quayle, and El Dottore was either a four-star general or a five-star intelligence rank general, depending on what you believe or what you think, telling Brother Quayle to tell me that they had captured a silver disc. And then when they got there, it was one of those that was flown by hybrid types, not the little grays, but by hybrid types. And it had all kind of stuff, including nuclear weapons on it. And that somebody was outside of the cockpit doing something down the road, and the MMB boys went in and grabbed that thing and went, oof, poop, and took off. So, ladies and gentlemen, we got all these different types of things that have been reverse engineered, and then some aliens, some parts of the government, are in league with them, like at the Little Nell Island, or the atoll in the middle of the Pacific, where you got the deep underwater seabed, under the seabed base. Oh, now I guess, oh, this is a good one. Federal judge bars the drilling of oil on public lands in Wyoming over climate change. So I guess we need to get rid of that. Can't have an American oil boom or natural gas boom. So the Pentagon undertaking another study. Whether satellites outfitted with lasers might be able to disable enemy missiles coming off the launch pad. These lasers would need to be the Megawatt class. Well, what are you going to do when the Red Chinese or the Russians take out your satellites? Why don't you guys reveal what you've done over the years and don't make any difference because everybody hates you anyway, and bring the mighty men and women of valor out. Bring the TR-3Bs down. Set them puppy dogs right over Pyongyang. Right over Kremlin, right over the old Chinese Tiananmen Square there in Shanghai City and a few others, and maybe over Merkel's capital and a few others, and maybe over San Francisco, and maybe over L.A. and over New York City, maybe over Chicago and Detroit, and just say, we're here, these are our weapons. And, oh, by the way, we're going to give you an example right now. Whoosh! Well, there went Pyongyang. Oh, okay, there you go. Oh, there went the dam. The Three Gorges Dam, which has Red Chinese, it's got design flaws, put in there on purpose. So they can be tickled by tectonic weapons of the United States Space Command, you see, or those that are on their own who worship the Lord Jesus, who are the mighty men of valor who took and split with the program because they didn't want to be tied up with black magic evil types. You want flooding? You're going to do that. You'll see it. Now, my good source out there which was near the campfire, but up on a road that didn't get touched, because we prayed for them, and may the Lord keep and continuing to pray for all those people that were burnt out in California and all over. And I told you about the flooding going to come, and that Oroville Dam, I just heard this week, the Oroville Dam has got problems and may start to collapse again, and they're not releasing water out of it. Almost all the other dams in California, in anticipation of heavy snowmelt, are already releasing water. The Oroville Dam ain't, so that means they might be wanting to blow that dam. Who's going to blow it? The powers that be. Maybe even the government types like Brown, who was in league with the Red Chinese for CalExit, or maybe Gavin Newsom. Maybe he's involved with it too. I don't know about him, but they're all in the same Pelosi, Newsom, Getty, the Browns, and all of the different people. It's all the EIEIOs, a billionaire California pieces of crap who have run down the prettiest, one of the richest states in the whole United States, and have turned it into a socialist slush pit with poop on the streets of your major cities. And yet at the same time, you've got some of the most wonderful people in the country, like in Temecula, you know, like up in, you know, the Redwood Forest, a lot of different places, you see, in the desert areas, in the valley, the farmers, all the people that are good and wonderful and American people. But if you want to keep adding another million, and I think that I saw yesterday there were like, they had 500 people from El Salvador or Guatemala came through one little hole in the border, and then they just lined up and they got arrested and they're going to get sent in, and they're putting thousands of people just out into the streets. I think all the bus tickets need to go to Nancy Pelosi's county where the estate that she has is at, and require they all go there, or require that they all go and the bus gets out wherever Schumer's neighborhood is at, or Feinstein, wherever her house is at, and send them all there. Send every single one of them to that spot. But you see, the AG of Michigan is going to investigate all people who are thought police. The thought police are going to get you. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You get a little Detroit hustle going here. And certain parts of Detroit. And I'm going to tell you what. All that stuff, you know, you better fish or cut bait, because all that stuff is BS talks and you know what walks, you know. And you know what walks means steel, you know, brass ones, brass or steel, you know what's. So you might find yourself at a certain mile, 6 mile, 7 mile, 8 mile, whatever it is, mile. And I'm going to tell you what, all that stuff old Nestle's talking about don't mean jack doodly squat. And if I can't walk in Dearborn with a cross around my neck and a Christian flag preaching without being arrested, then they're the ones that have the thought crime. And I know for a fact they don't allow you to do that because they have Sharia police. So, ladies and gentlemen, my whole thing tonight was going to be, you'd better buy food. And I'm going to tell you, all of the cattle, all the hogs, the chickens, everything that is dying, the price on food are going to go up. Don't you think that you should at least get you some freeze-dried food, you know? Or you know what would be really good if you like it? That it's still the cans last 25 years or whatever. Without a problem, 20, 25 years. Like Yoder's bacon. Yoder's beef chunks. Yoder's pork chunks. Yoder's chicken chunks. And I don't advertise for them. I just have bought some of those. I also still think that cans of chunky soup that have the meat, you know, the beans, the pasta, the vegetables, all in the same thing. Like a chunky sirloin burger or like a, well, whatever it might be, a Progresso beef barley I like or whatever it is, a minestrone, that you'd better get some of that because it's got all of it in it and a little water. But you can also get the freeze-dried meat packages from, you know, Mountain House, Alpenair, you know, Wise, all the different types of people. And, you know, you'd better have sufficient food. And if you had the money, to get that money out of them old banks, which are going to go bad. When the banks go after an EMP, where are you going to get your money at? Or if there's a collapse, an economic collapse, and they go to shut the banks down for a while. Remember, we read to you about that years ago. I wrote an article. Brother Quayle put it up on there. It was one of the old hawk talons, we called it. And it had in there the actual information that Steve got from somebody who's high up in a large banking system in the United States, a bank, and what they were told to write by the Comptroller of the Currency and the Federal Reserve, and how they would limit you to how much you could take out, all of that. So consequently, you'd better have your money in water purification and water storage, particularly some that's transportable if you got to run or if the floodwaters are coming. And you don't have Noah's Ark, well, then you better figure it out before you get there. And when they tell you to evac, you better have it all loaded in the truck and go. Head for the high ground. And if you have the opportunity to do so, get to the high ground before you even have to go there. If you have the ability to move or something like that, then do so. So as usual, my going down the line with the different articles and stuff I had tonight, I try to hit them all right on the head and a nice logical progression. But you see, when you get knocked off, it makes you mad and alters all that. But I'm going to tell you, in spite of all of this stuff, there is power in the blood of Jesus. And if you repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then you're going to have everlasting life with him in heaven. And he will start to clean you up. He will start to wipe and wash you clean. No matter what you did, I know you're out there. I hear from you. Some you say, Hawk, I'm beyond redemption. I did this, this, and this. Well, what do you got to lose? Do what I just said. Let Jesus make that decision. Or, Hawk, I've done this 2-3 times. I'm backslid again. He'll be mad at, well, let him be mad at you, but go ahead and take the offer that he made. And John 14:10, he tells you how to pray to him, but he also tells you to pray the Lord's Prayer. You want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. It's harder all the time for me, too, in spite of what's called the good economy, because this is what I do. And And most of what I do goes to keep me medically and everything in the pink, or in the not the pink, but in the, you know what I'm saying. Still able to do it, keep going down the road. And still able to fight at least for 3 to 5 minutes, don't you know? Maybe a little longer than that. Anything is okay. You can send Federal Reserve notes. That's, you know, greenbacks, you know, check, money order, silver dollar, silver dimes, you know, piece of gold, whatever it might be. You can send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000 fold and protect you and your family against all evil. But you'd better prepare. The food is going to get scarcer and scarcer. And they're not done with this weather war surf stuff yet. There are possibility these flooding can go on for months. The melt is just starting to melt. And if that Oroville Dam comes downhill, you're going to have that whole valley in California is going to be gone. You think any vegetables or nuts or fruits or anything comes out of that area? You think there's any animals or eggs or dairy or anything that comes out of that area? Well, you better believe it does. And I was going to say something else about these. Pentagon wants to tell us a space-based weapon. Ask them about the one they shot off from the Yuma Proving Grounds that hit a UFO in space years ago that was on tape. Don't go in to turn this experience that's out of sight. Might have been a women about. Even your technology. Don't stand up and pillarize. God bless everybody. Good night. Hawk gets the nail on the head again.